Hey, what's up? You're listening to Dao English Podcast. This is a B2 course, Advanced English course. And today, this is the second class we're going to speak about the passive voice. Hey, what's up, guys? It's been quite a long time, you know? It's great to be back, to be able to teach you, to have another class for this B2 course. You're listening to DaoEnglish.com, and this is the first certificates course. Last class, you know, the very first one, we spoke about the differences between us and like, and today I wanted to speak about the passive voice. I'm quite sure you might have heard of the passive voice, so it's going to be easy for you because it's a very popular topic. You know, in this course, I don't prepare any grammar notes, I don't write anything on the blog post, so this is going to be to the point, quite straightforward, okay? So I won't be, you know, spending time trying to explain, you know, written article, okay? So it's only the podcast. Okay, so let's do this. The passive voice, of course you've heard of it, it's quite famous. Yeah, you know, the basic examples, I could say something like, for example, I wrote a book, and a book was written by me. That would be the passive version of the sentence. So I wrote a book was written by me. So basically what we do is we turn the object into the subject. You know, in an active sentence, in an active voice sentence, we emphasize the person who does the action, the subject. I say, like, I wrote a book. While in the second one, we emphasize the action itself. We don't normally mention the person. So you can say a book was written. And if you want to mention the person who does it, you can say by me, obviously. So a very good example of the passive voice is in formal English, you know, in a formal register. You know, when you want to be formal, when you want to show off or to sound, you know, high sounding. We normally use the passive to speak about processes. For example, let's say, imagine we're talking about a zoo. We say, I don't know, the guard feeds the animals on Mondays. You know, the guard feeds the animals on Mondays. That'd be a normal sentence, but maybe if we are looking up information about the zoo, about the timetables and the structure and you know, the working methods, we could hear something like, animals are fed on Mondays. You know, los animales son alimentados. So we would say, we would use a passive voice there. Because it's not important the person who does it. It's more important to emphasize the action itself. And it sounds more formal, more neuter. Because you don't know, you won't know who does the action. It's not important, it's not relevant for a visitor. You know, you say animals are fed on Monday. And that's important information, okay? So that's one of the cases where we use the passive. You know, when the subject is not relevant because we want to sound formal. Or for example, imagine you're writing a report, which is quite common for the B2 level in the exam. And you say, the case is being investigated, you know, está siendo investigado. So we would use a passive voice, you know, to mean that police are looking into the case or they're doing some research, you know. So some research is being done or has been done. We would use the passive voice in that case. So when the subject is not relevant or the process is more important. Or, in a third case, we might use the passive voice when we don't know who the subject is. So, for example, imagine someone stole my bike. I could say, my bike was stolen yesterday. And it makes much more sense to use the passive voice because, obviously, I don't know who the twat was, you know? I don't know who was the bad person who did it. So, because I don't know, I use a passive voice. It was stolen. You know, my bike was stolen yesterday. Okay. So that's basically when we use the passive. In the B2 level, it's very, very useful. It comes in very handy for your writing. You know, if you're doing the report, as I said, or even an essay, you could use a passive voice when you want to be neuter, when you want to be, you know, objective, so to speak. So now, that's when we use the passive, and now let's look at how we form it. So basically, what we do, let's take a very simple example. Like, for example, I wrote a book. We've got subjects, I, the verb, wrote, and the object. So for the passive, what we do is we turn the object into the subject. So we say, a book, and then we use the verb to be. A book was written by me. And this is cool because it's very similar to Spanish. You know, in Spanish you say, un libro fue escrito. So it's exactly the same. You know, I wrote a book was written. So obviously, you're going to have to pay attention to the verb tense. So for example, if I say, I will build a house, I'll build a house, you will have to say, a house will be built by me. You know, será construida. It'll be built by me. It will be built by me.
Okay.
Or if I say, I don't know, I have cut my hair, you know, I did it myself. I have cut my hair. My hair has been cut. My hair has been, ha sido cortado. Okay, I did it myself. Okay. So yeah, just pay attention to the verb tense. That's important. Okay, so we use the object as the subject, then we use the verb to be, and finally we use the participle. Be careful with the participle. You know, if you have doubts about how to spell participles, you might want to dust, you know, your grammar and take a look at the irregular verbs, etc. Just be careful. Okay, so now, that's the basics about the passive voice. But now, there are a couple of things that you should know. And one of them is that when we speak, when we use in spoken English especially, we sometimes use get for the passive instead of the verb to be. So you can say, you know, Pepe, he was playing rugby and he was hurt. Fue herido. He was hurt. But you know, when we're informal and we're speaking, instead of he was hurt, we could say he got hurt. So instead of the verb to be, we use get. He got hurt. Or for example, of course, you could say the thief, el ladrón, the thief was arrested by the police. Or you could say the thief got arrested by the police. You know, le pillaron, he got arrested. So we use get in all these cases when we mean a change, you know, a change of state. Algo cambia, you know, there is a change. Something changes or something happens, you know, he got arrested. He wasn't caught and then he got arrested. He was caught. You know, there was a change there. Or, you know, Maria, she was playing rugby, you know, very peacefully. She was playing rugby and suddenly she got injured. She got injured, you know, se lesionó, or she got hurt. There was a change. There was something happened. Obviously, you can't use get with state verbs. And if you remember, state verbs are verbs which can't be in the present continuous. Like, for example, feel, or have, or own, you know. For example, you could say, the car was owned by Maria, okay? Maria era la propietaria. It was owned by Maria. But you can't say the car got owned by Maria. So when we use a state verb, it's not possible to use get in the passive. Another example could be, I don't know, say that we're playing football. You know, we're playing football in the streets. And we hit the ball, you know, we kick the ball too hard and it breaks one of the windows. We could say one of the windows was broken or got broken. Okay, se partió, se rompió. It got broken. So it doesn't really matter. You can say it got broken or it was broken. But got broken is more informal, more natural, especially when you're talking, you know, when you're speaking. Yeah, so that's a passive with get, only for informal situations, so don't use it in your writings. And then, finally, this is one of the most difficult things for a lot of people to understand, but this is the most important point about the passive. This is something I want to actually highlight. We can use the passive with reporting verbs. If you remember from the B1 class, or you know, if you have studied this before, a reporting verb is one of the verbs that we use to mean communication, you know, to say what another person said. So reporting verbs could be like say or tell or think or suppose or, you know, expect. So I'm going to give you an example. In Spanish, you could say, se piensa que María es, I don't know, Catalana, for example, you know, because I like Barcelona. So se piensa que María is Catalonian, you know, and ese se piensa, you know, that kind of structure, which is a bit weird, we would use it with a reporting verb. So we've got two options. We could say, and this would be, you know, the literal translation that most of you would do. Yeah, this is what most people would do, you know, because this is the first thing that comes in, you know, comes to your mind. You could say literally, you know, word by word, you could say, it is said that Maria is Catalonian. And that's a literal translation, it's correct. But there is another way, and that's Maria is said to be Catalonian. And this is what I want you to study and to learn today. This is the difficult part. So what did I just do there? Basically, we use the subtense, you know, Maria, then we use the verb to be, is, and then we use the participle of one of these reporting verbs. So Maria is said to be Catalonian, and after the verb we use the infinitive with to. So that would be, you know, translation would be se dice que María. So it is said that María blah blah blah, or María is said to blah blah blah. Okay, so yeah, I know it's a bit tricky at first time you hear it, it's like yeah, it's a bit strange, but it's super common, especially in informal registers like reporting news or things like that, you know, or even in a text, in a formal text, in novels or in a book, in a report as well. So you could use different verbs, obviously. You can say said, you know, Maria is said to be Catalonian, or you can say Maria is thought to be Catalonian. Se piensa. Maria is thought, you know, people think that Maria is Catalonian. Maria is thought to be Catalonian. Or Maria is supposed to be Catalonian. Imagine she's got a Catalonian accent, but she's not from there, you know, and you know it. But you say, Maria is supposed to be Catalonian. Se supone que es Catalana, you know, but maybe she might not have the accent, for example. Okay, so she is supposed to be Catalonian. Or she is thought, as I said, se piensa, she is thought to be Catalonian. For example, on the news, you could hear something like, I don't know, the accident is thought to have happened at 9 o'clock. Se piensa que ha ocurrido, que ocurrió a las 9. You know, the accident is thought to have happened at 9 o'clock. More verbs could be considered, you know, Maria is considered to speak 3 languages. Se piensa, se dice, se considera, she is considered to speak 3 languages. Or she is known to speak 3 languages, you know, se sabe, you know, people know, you know, people are quite sure about it. She is known to speak 3 languages. And remember that obviously you can use the two versions, both versions. You can say she is thought to be Catalonian, or it is thought that Maria is Catalonian. And you need to be careful, because this is one of those things that are going to show up in the writing exam. You know, when you've got the phrases, the rewriting in the official exam, in the first certificate, you are given a sentence, and then you are given a second sentence with a gap, and you need to complete the second sentence so it's got the same meaning. This is one of those things that might appear. Okay, so be careful, pay attention. So let's just sum up, and this is a good phrase of verb for you for the first certificates. Sum up, you know, summarize. It's a phrase of verb for summarize, resumir. So to sum up, I spoke about the passive and how we form it. You know, we form it by changing the object. You know, I wrote a book. A book was written by me. You don't always have to use by. Only when it's relevant or important. Then, I told you that we normally use the passive voice when the subject is not relevant, when we want to be neuter, in a neuter register, or we want to be objective or formal, we want to emphasize the action and not the person, or when we don't know who the subject is. Okay? That's for when to use it. Then I said that we can use get instead of the verb to be when we want to be informal. So Maria was hurt, or Pepe was hurt. He got hurt. You can say the thief was arrested, or he got arrested. Or my bike was stolen. My bike got stolen, right? Yeah. And then finally I said that we can use the passive with reporting verbs. So we can say it is known, se sabe, it is known, it is thought, it is considered, it is said that Pepe works for Google. It is said that Pepe works for Google. Se dice que trabaja para Google. Or we can say Pepe is thought to work for Google. Pepe is considered to work for Google. Pepe is, I don't know, supposed to work for Google. Okay, so that's all you need for this second class. The passive voice, very, very important for this level. Very common. You're gonna find it everywhere, practically everywhere. So you need to really, really knuckle it down and know it really, really well. Yeah, that's all for this second class, for this first certificate class. And this was the second one. The first one, as you remember, was about the difference between as and like. So I suggest that you revise if you've got doubts. And I'll be publishing more classes in the future. So take care now, and remember that you're listening to the best English class in the world, DaoEnglish.com. So take care now.